Hey there, this is your old buddy Tom, the Toonami Operations Module. Settle in, it's about to get good. Toonami's back, bitches.
Took you long enough. This has been an experience we will never forget.
This ain't no time to go all mushy.
Don't lecture me, I've waited long enough.
As I gaze up on the beautiful abyss of outer space, I can't help but reminisce on how we held onto our faith. Gold is how we stayed till the day that time would say that Toonami's back, bitches. Pardon my francais. Now every week the absolution blasts off while the masses watch as an old familiar mascot by the name of Tom takes a seat and kicks the broadcast off, making major moves like a triple cut backdrop. I still remember watching that Beyond doing damage and thinking, damn, is Goku ever gonna reach Namek? Obviously I got a lot of love for the classics. The speed at which I used to run home to watch was the fastest. Absolution moving, flying through the galaxy. Toonami's back, the slap in the face to those who doubted it. Remain Toonami faithful till the day that I am gray and old, and like a Super Saiyan's glow, I will always stay gold.
This is Nerdcore Absolution. Come to peace with your inner nerd, and after you can stay gold like T.O.M. Chilling out the galaxy and we know him. Putting tunes up that'll keep you up. Glued to the screen like you do too much. The galaxy is ours, the sun and the stars. Toonami's on and chilling hard.
Watching closely from a perch among the stars as viewers awake the moment when the spirit bomb can charge.
Hey there, my Toonami generation and my fellow D&D fans, and welcome to another brand new episode of Tom's Toonami D&D. This is episode 7. And before we get into it, a little rundown on today's episode. Our boys and girls need to get the hell off the Beast War planet, and to do that, they need to destroy some Energon. And in the process, well, let's just say that they get a little bit more information on just who is part of this big secret organization that they've been recruited to fight. It's all that and more on today's episode. Just a bit of warning, you know, usually I censor out, the F word on these shows just because that, I think, goes over the line. There is a lot of crude stuff said, so I just want to apologize ahead of time to anybody who might be offended. Again, it's why this show is listed as explicit, because I usually let the guys have free reign. Because, again, that's, to me, that's part of the joy of the show, is just us having fun and, you know, being ourselves of our clique. So I want to just put that ahead of time. We were a lot of tired, so we were doing some brood jokes. So, if anybody's offended, I apologize. Certainly, it's something I'm going to have to personally sort of try to cut down on next time we get a chance to play. With that being said, I'll give you guys some more information the next time you can expect an episode, as we are currently on break. And with that, it's time for the final part of Tom's Toonami D&D Beast Wars Planet. And welcome to a brand new episode of Tom's Toonami D&D. This is our...
Oh, wait, this isn't a rerun? Shit.
Your mom.
This is our fourth session, and we just lost a member. Got thrown out the window.
That's kind of difficult to do when we're in a basement.
Yeah, unless you want to throw into that little small crevice over there.
Well, that's why it hurts when you get thrown out.
Oh my god.
Challenge accepted.
Well, on the bright side, I can teleport something.
Yeah. So, we are back. This is our fourth session, and we actually, once again, have another new player. As I made mention, we will have players coming in and out because...
Ha!
Getting a bunch of us to get all our schedule together
Little Italy.
It's like trying to get peace in the Middle East.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
You really have... And, alright.
And cut!
So, we have a new player who is going to be doing the game. And he is going to be a major character, as I've talked to him about what his character is.
So wait, the rest of us aren't major? Well,
you are a major character, but he's another major
character. Well, you.
He doesn't count.
Your mom's a major character.
Your mom doesn't count.
Mom jokes. Oh, really? You had to go there, Mike. You had to go there, Mike.
I took that out from Mike.
I could go elsewhere.
Okay.
Breathe,
go to the next room for that.
If you're not careful, I'm going to make you pull double duty.
Why is everything a porn reference?
Diarrhea.
Because this is us. So,
the angels are sitting there just looking at these computers like...
I'm
just freaking shit on Pokemon card game online.
By the way, we do have a peanut gallery that will be commenting on the game tonight. And our good friend Angel. Say hi, Angel.
Hello!
Hi.
He's an asshole.
But the person who will be joining us is our very good friend, Sho.
Sup?
So, Sho, do you want to tell people about your,
I know they are.
If Mike will stop talking about Pokemon card game.
I'm not. Yo! Oh my god, this guy. He thinks he's a DM.
What? Stop talking. You're confusing me with you and Mike, and I can't.
Me and you and the mommy and this.
So what we have here is identity crisis. What we do is go to tech support. No, f*** you.
Because their service is from AMC.
I think I already won this game.
AMC prices.
Well, right now, because it's going to deal 40.
All right, continuing.
Go for it.
Guys, I'm trying to get a show to...
Go ahead.
Yeah. You're like talking over him.
Sorry, Master.
So, Sho, you would like to, if you'll let people know about, you know, your D&D experience and...
My D&D experience is my... What is it now? Fourth game in total. Three with the current group among us. You're all assholes, by the way. Especially Angel.
Yeah. Why me?
Because you're not saying anything and I get to.
But you haven't been playing that long.
Not too long, maybe just...
At
the most.
Jack.
Right. 6 months at the most! Because Tom said so.
Well, I'm just saying projects.
I know. I understand that.
They want the people at home
to
hear
you. So I just in this class and putting like that.
If I can get the magician, the wizard, the sorceress over here.
Nah, I'm good. I'd rather stand.
Is he a sorceress?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, she's a sorceress.
He's a sorceress.
Bam! Damn. Last time.
What do I have to do now?
So, let me try this again. So, last time...
Something.
Just my friends, ladies and gentlemen! Okay.
I'm confused.
So, last time on this shit...
Chris Patrick, gets your ass kicked because of your
spasmability. What show are you guys trying to do?
We're trying to parody Dragon Ball.
We're doing Voltron.
Dragon balls.
So last time on our show, the guys were at the Beast War planet. They went into a cave, which Mike was afraid there'd be a Sith in, but there wasn't. Well,
find out last time.
Yeah, well, last time there were mechanical vipers and mechanical spiders, and the guys fought Waspinator.
Shot him
and knocked him silly. As everybody knocks Waspinator silly. So they get to the cave, and they were rescued from the cave by the Maximals. So we will be picking up in the Maximal base. When last you guys were around, I guess, the control table with Rhinox. Optimus Prime and Cheetor.
Examining that fragment we found.
Yeah, examining the fragment. I believe Mike's character went into a bed bunk to sleep. And,
it's not rocket science.
No,
it reset.
Oh. No.
And when we... And as we were leaving, who should come in but the raptor that the guys met when they first... in one of the first parts when they visited this planet. That turned into... Dinobot.
Oh, yeah.
So,
That shithole.
So, picking up, Dinobot has just stormed in. Optimus! We should attack the Predacons while they're weak now! Dinobot, right now, wearing no menu to attack the Predacons. Right now, we need to help our friends get home.
That'd be nice.
Friends? What friends?
Hi.
Who's this shit?
This shit can tear you apart. Limb by limb!
That's nice.
You're very loud.
Yeah,
you
are.
You want a cookie? Dinobot, stand down. Right now we're trying to research this fragment. Rhinox, what have you brought onto it? Well, the fragment that seems to be preventing them from getting home seems to be charged with energon.
Get away.
Energon, it's an energy that we use back on our planet of Cybertron, and there seems to be abundance on this planet.
So how do we discharge it?
Well...
How do you discharge it?
Well, we use energon as energy. But it seems whatever your absolution ship is running on, this energon, which seems to do us quite a while, is interfering with its... I guess its teleportation tubes. So more than likely there is a huge...
surplus?
Yeah, a huge surplus of energon somewhere that needs to be destroyed.
And let me guess, you want us to go find it?
Well, no.
Oh, shit. That's
we
different.
We won't go with you.
Oh, shit.
Because we can't pass up this chance to gain energon. We certainly need to get this energon before the Predacons get it and use it for themselves. He signals to Rhinox, and I'll have Rhinox see if before we head out if he can get in contact with your ship. So it's gonna take a little while. So if you want to like just sit down and relax for a little bit, charge up. I'm afraid we don't have anything that we can give you to eat. I don't think you guys would eat what we eat since we pretty much eat energon.
Huh. So, tell me more about this energon. What would happen if we, put a charge on it?
You could blow the planet up if it's a big enough vein.
You got any explosives on this ship?
Don't give it to him.
It's a ship. It has fuel core. Of course.
Well,
that's too much explosives.
Well, I enjoy your attempt at humor.
No, she's actually serious.
No, I'm dead. Well, who's joking? I want some explosives.
Why would you want to blow this planet up?
I'm not trying to blow up the planet. For other reasons.
You're a girl, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do a bluff check for me.
Sure.
Who says he's actually bluffing?
Okay. 20.
It fails.
Okay.
He's like, I don't believe you. One moment.
Okay. I can't exactly create the ticket.
Any other information you'd like to know about?
Hard for two boosters.
What if you hit it with the electricity? Is it enough to ignite it?
Well, it doesn't necessarily ignite, as it causes a chemical reaction within the rock that makes it expand and explode.
Okay. So all I need to hear. I'm going to go try to fix my gun.
So you go fix your gun. How do you fix your gun?
Gunsmithing.
Okay. Do you have to roll for anything or just automatically?
I roll gunsmithing. 19?
Works for me. Tim, did your character do anything?
I'm going to fucking sleep.
So you sleep.
Get my spells back. Fuck.
Mike, do you sleep? Or you're already sleeping. Do you do anything else?
No.
No? Okay. So.
I get to see Dragon Ball Z at 7 o'clock. Yay!
Oh, good.
I cannot go.
Sorry.
I cannot go. I work the next day.
So, are you guys going to take a half day's sleep or a full rest?
I'm pretty good. I'm not that banged up.
I just need to get my spells back. I need at least 8 hours of rest.
And I believe we can just wake the ninja up at any time.
Yeah. So, you rest for 8 hours, you get your spells back. You guys wake up and you head to the control room, and Rhinox is like, got a contraption. It's piecing together, and you see in the security cam Cheetor is outside, like, didn't like one of those old fashioned dishes. He's going like that, and they start getting the signal. And you're, hello,
hi.
Anybody here? This is the Absolution.
Hi,
hello.
Oh, thank God you guys are safe.
Yes, thank God.
We found your friends in the cave, and we seem to be stuck on this planet. yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was kind of my fault.
Nice.
You're an idiot.
All of a sudden, Mike has been injected from the game.
Hold on.
With a backhanded pit fist.
Yeah, you were.
Your friends in the cave. Yeah, that was kind of my fault, yeah. When I tried to send one of their friends down there, the monk, the lizard discharged from the transporter, interacted, I guess, with Waspinator and the Energon field or whatever you call it, and, kind of broke the transporter.
How long will it take you to get it fixed?
Quick question, outside of game.
Yep.
The interference, does that interfere with all electronic devices?
All
the tracker's still working.
With the Absolutions.
Just the Absolution?
Well, because again,
I mean, I'm talking about more or less the electronic devices that are on the on the planet itself.
Well, the ones on the Maximals and the Predacons, they
that's
work because they work with Energon. And they have...
Right, I mean, any electric device that we had on the planet.
Yeah, any electric that you had is not working anymore.
Is the tracker okay?
Speaking, it shouldn't be okay because...
It's not okay, but then again, you were tracking the fragment.
Okay.
The fragment, so you really don't need it anymore.
So my tubes are broken then.
Tubes?
My spell tubes.
But they can be fixed.
Okay.
So yeah, your cell tubes right now are unusable. It's not like the equipment is like broken to where like it's like broken.
Oh no, they're just malfunctioning.
They're just malfunctioning.
Oh, I understand.
I mean, if you want to use them, you can see maybe you can get it to work.
No, I'm going to save.
Yeah. All right. So.
What I've got.
So he's talking to himself like, "Oh, we think that the reason you can't transport them is." Because of the Energon interference. And we do believe there is a big Energon deposit somewhere that is causing this interference. Tom says, yeah, I agree with you, only on one part. It seems seems like yeah, it's only preventing us from transporting people up, but if I transport something down, I could probably help you. And he starts looking at like, I got this, you know, when I transported
send us a nuke.
What was Jake's character's name again?
With that chopper.
No. Oh.
Something.
Dark side, yeah.
White guy.
When I sent the monk down, something came up.
something white guy.
Fuck
Marcus. Pharaoh. When I sent Marcus down, I had to remember.
But where's Dom?
What?
Where's Dom?
I'm getting to that. When I sent Marcus down, something
came. You don't get it, do you?
Here's a
word.
Thank you.
Damn it. That's. Ugh. Damn it. Fuck.
So when I set Marcus down, something came up. And as he says that, you can see behind him, what is this place? This is a weird place. And there's a collider, Clyde chasing him. Get away, you metal creatures!
But we don't understand what he's saying. He doesn't speak English.
Well, remember, you...
I know what he's saying. I still have the book.
Yeah, you can understand and it, but Korn...
I have no idea what he's saying.
Korn has no idea. All he's going, and you see...
Up to this point, I could give...
You see next character, like, just poking the Clydes. I think I could probably send him back down, and that can give you some backup. I mean, do you guys know who this guy is?
I mean, he helped us for a moment. But he'll kind of be useless right now.
Well, it seems like,
You got anything else? Like, a big gun?
Yes. Send me the biggest gun you have.
Can I
and some grenades.
20? Yeah, I don't think a big gun would exactly...
Like, help. I don't know, like a BFG?
Unfortunately, we're all out right this moment.
20 linguistics. 70.
What kind of commander are you? Don't even send us down weapons.
Well, why do you think I need your help?
Because you're bad at this.
Exactly.
Why are we helping him again?
I don't know. Like, the more
I
do this, I question that now. Like, I really do.
So, No, I have an idea of something, and I'll send down with this, what do you call this guy?
What guy?
He points to Nick's character, who's now poking Sarah with, and she's going, please stop that, please stop that.
Does Nick look like a monkey?
No, he looks like a caveman. I don't remember what his name was. What's up?
He's a monkey.
Can I talk to you again?
He's a monkey.
He's a person.
He's a monkey.
What? Tom, what's your fucking mic? Just fucking say it. Jesus fucking Christ. What are you doing? You
I'm looking around for paper.
For the viewers at home, Mike just rolled something.
Just
and
say
failed.
We're not metagaming twats. You rolled. You
have no, to. No, I know what's happening, so don't worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So I'll send this. You know what? I got something that can help you guys. I'm gonna send it down with this guy, and all of a sudden you hear Sir go, "Stop touching me!" and it scares Nick. And they go, and runs right into a pillar and knocks himself out.
Okay. Funny.
Sounds okay.
On second thought, let me think about something. You guys get to the Energon, and probably by the time you get there and find there, I'll have something that I can pay you send down that will help you get me back.
Also, God, you're useless.
What's your progress on my grenades I asked for? Before we left.
Clydes are still working on it.
I need at least one. Even if it's a prototype, just one.
I'll see what I can do. Right? Actually, I do have an idea. You guys get to the Energon. That's when Rhino's like, well, we kind of need some help. Maybe you can help us point to where this Energon is. Because there's a lot of Energon deposits, and we need to know which one's the closest.
I pull out the tracker. Can we rewire this to find it?
Possibly. So, well, guys, you work on that, and if one of you can stay behind and like keep try to find information so you can tell me where to go and that stuff, I'll be able to send the help when you need it. So,
Wait.
He cuts out. Cheetor comes back and like, What'd I miss?
Don't worry about Cheetor.
Aww. I never get to have any fun.
You missed a monkey crashing into a pillar.
I missed a monkey crashing into a... Don't... Optimus isn't a monkey, he's a gorilla.
I'm not talking about that one.
Cheetor. Sorry, big guy. So, roll me a craft check.
Bye, idiots.
What, for the scanner thing?
Yeah.
Engineering, let's go.
Jiggle.
I got 23.
Alright. So, you and Rhinox work on it together, and, Mike really hates me right now.
I'm so confused.
You'll understand.
Will I?
Yeah, one day.
Mike will break the game.
One day we will teach you about the purpose of the beast.
I do not know.
If you want to say something out of game, you can.
Out of game, he f***ed me over.
Oh well. Let's keep going.
So,
activate salt mode!
And,
I smell something in the air. I think it's salt.
Get salty.
The Jimmy's a rustled.
I think it's salt, man.
So anyway, so you're able to hotwire the scanner to work, and it shows you, basically, it shows you, remember the forest? Well, it shows you the forest again. And it points to the mountain. Remember what, and,
Was it the massive glowing light we saw earlier? Hey guys, I think I know where this spot is. When we came down onto the planet, you know that massive glowing light that was just over the hill that no one wanted to go to?
I'm a dick.
You got a way to fly our way back over there? Or a car or something?
None of us...
Their ship is in the ground.
You got a big-ass ship. That doesn't mean you don't have, like, a plane inside that we can fucking drive.
You know what we can do? The one guy was running really, really fast. Can we just hop on him?
Well, that was going to be my suggestion. I mean, Optimus could fly.
I'm riding the big guy!
Fly?
Yeah, but he can probably only carry one person.
I'm riding the big guy.
But he's a giant f***ing robot. How can you only carry one person?
Yeah, but
that literally doesn't make sense. This is in.
It makes sense. Because he has to fight while flying also.
Well, he's not like almost gigantic like the actual Autobots. Like, this is out of game. In Beast Wars, they were about half the size of the Autobots.
He's still bigger than us.
He could probably... No, but they've, like, shown him, like, carrying a human. And, like, they're about, like, twice the size of a human, basically.
Yeah, that actually makes sense.
So he can only probably carry one person.
And on the cheetah, we're only moving, like, three people.
So... Cheetor, Dinobot, you come with me. We're going to help them. Rhinox, you stay here with Marcus. And,
Oh, we gotta check on the ninja. Where is that guy?
I thought we woke him up.
No. I'm gonna go run and check on the ninja.
Alright, you go run and check on the ninja. Where's the ninja?
Same place as before.
The salt. This is so wide. I can't stand it. It's great.
Mike? Do you have an engineering craft?
No, I didn't take
it. Okay.
But I know what I'm going to be doing.
Okay, so, Optimus says we'll leave in about, 400 hours, so about 4 hours.
Yeah, I know military now.
Yeah, so, just pack up. And while you do that, Mike, you go up to Rhinox and you scramble stuff on your hand. And you seem to get it, and you two go off to, do something.
Wait, what's the ninja?
Ninja just went off with Rhinox to work on something.
Okay. So wait, what did I find? Anything?
Nope, you just found a ninja who's like staring at you and is salty.
The f*** did I do?
Welcome to the world of Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Okay.
Mike, roll me a straight D20.
I'm going to hop on Optimus and we're going to...
It's a turn-based battle
18.
This is me attacking.
I'm going to hop on Optimus and we're going to roll the f*** out. Let's
go. You jump on Optimus's back and he like throws you off like...
You said you can fly!
That's nothing beside it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Optimus Prime turns to you and says, is there something wrong with him?
There's something wrong with all
They did say he
There's
can fly.
There's something wrong with all of them. I feel like I'm the only sane one here.
Sure you are.
You're not here. Sit down.
So, hey guys, do you prepare anything for the...
I'm already ready.
Ready? My, Tim?
I'm not a wizard. No. That's my reaction. I don't need to prepare spells.
Okay.
When
you come back, Mike, Rhinox was able to fix what you needed to fix. So when you come back, Mike, is your character all set?
Everything's fixed?
Yep, everything's fixed.
Okay. All good.
All good. So as you're going down, Rhinox tells you that Optimus, Chior, and Dinobot are waiting outside, and as you go outside, it's like, Optimus, I'm telling you, I am not letting that human on my back! Dinobot, I'm telling you, in order, as your leader, you need to do this. They can't fly or do stuff, and we need to get to the Energon as fast as possible.
The f*** was a human?
No.
But they're Neanderthals!
The Neanderthal.
But it's Dinobots.
Yeah.
Who's a Neanderthal?
The one that is with us, you freaking...
No, he's still up top. It's literally us three right now.
It's Dinobot being a dick,
oh, okay?
The one we picked up on this planet.
He's up on the Absolution. Nick's character's on...
He's up on the Absolution,
right.
Knocked out.
The Neanderthal is the one we picked up on the planet.
I am aware.
Right.
Yeah.
He was referring to one of us, though, like, current.
Dinobot was being insulting.
He was being a shit.
Yeah. Because that's what Dinobot is. Because
he's a shit.
Yeah. It's like, Dinobot, I am giving you a direct order. Do you want Megatron to get there first?
Yes, you want to kick Megatron's ass. We should do that.
What even is a Megatron?
Megatron's
thing. That's all you need to know. Let's go. Let's get this over with.
Oh no, he explained it to us.
No.
You don't remember the big T-Rex we saw?
Yeah, right. Because that's I had forgotten that conversation. Okay.
So
I remember the T-Rex. Yeah.
All right. So you guys. So who gets on who?
I'm hopping on the. Okay. Out of curiosity. Out of character. Dinobot.
He's a Velociraptor.
Yes.
Are we talking about the Dinobots?
No, Dinobot is the Velociraptor.
The Velociraptor you saw, remember when you faced a pack of Velociraptors and then like a whole
bunch of that I get. It's just that when
I
hear...
And then the bigger one came out?
Yeah, that I get. It's just that when I hear Dinobots or Bot, I'm like...
You think of generic, you know.
Grimlock, Slag, all of them.
Yeah, I'm but like, in wait, Beast Wars, there was a character named Dinobot. He was a Velociraptor and he was voiced... by the wonderful Scott McNeil, which here at the Absolution Network we consider a voice acting god.
That is some lazy shit.
I guess it should be cat with cat.
Okay, so I'm riding the Dinobot.
Are you riding Raptor?
Yeah, I'm riding the Raptor.
Okay.
I guess it should be cat with cat.
Alright, so you're in the cat, and Mike, that leaves you with Optimus Prime.
Alrighty.
Alright.
Considering the other one got thrown off, but that's interesting. That kid.
Dinobot looks at you and like, if I find anything on my back, I will take care of you. Brutally!
Aww, cute. Let's go.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna do the thing.
You're gonna purr?
No.
You should totally pee on it.
That was way too good. What the f***? Angel, is someone not telling us? No, I'm not gonna do that.
Alright, so takes you about an hour to get there. And so you get to a mountain pass. And
I'm gonna cast Mage Armor.
Alright. So you guys walk.
Walk.
So you're walking because it's a mountain pass, you can't necessarily fly through it and you can't move fast. It's a very narrow pass. Optimus Prime is in front. Dinobots in back and Cheetor is in the middle. Roll me a perception.
The fuck, Optimus Prime is in here. Yeah. Precept the fuck out of this mountain.
Where did you go?
Oh, where did you go?
What'd you say?
I want to know.
9. I got a 17.
I'm blind.
No.
You're blind?
I'm blind.
16.
16. Oh, what'd you say?
Bird got an 8.
Something.
You guys can't see it, but Optimus Prime sees something. It's like
something.
I see a small figure in the distance. Maybe it's your friend from up top.
You sure used to Michael Bay Optimus Prime?
Or maybe it's obviously an enemy.
Possibly.
Well, all I see is pretty butterflies.
Wait, it's flying in the sky?
No, not a fly.
It's on the ground.
It's on the ground. And it is kind of foggy in this area.
Is it charging torches?
It's not charging torches, but it actually, Optimus says it's not gone now. It seems like it's moving ahead of us.
I'm going to pull out my binoculars and look at it.
Roll me a perception.
My nuts! Percept the fuck out of it. 21.
You catch it just before it goes back into the mist. And it looks like white fur.
It has white fur. Is that one of you guys or one of them?
That, well, could be Tybor. We have a Maximal that doesn't really stay with us. He stays to the north because when his ship crashed, it affected his system and he actually connects more with the beast that he scanned to transform into than with us. And he scanned what is known here as a tiger.
Derp.
Huh.
Derp.
You guys should probably stay away from this planet if you guys keep crashing into it.
Well, not that we crashed into it.
But you just did.
No,
tell us.
No, we were shot down.
Okay.
Because we were attacked. We were ambushed by the Predacons. And they attacked us, and then our ship got pulled. Along with the escape tubes that we ejected. So occasionally these escape tubes fall back to Earth, and when they do, they scan for an animal. But unfortunately, a lot of them, their programming has been affected. So we sometimes when they fall, we have to get to them first before the Predacons, or the Predacons will turn them into Predacons.
Okay.
It's an ongoing war. So, you guys are continuing up the mountain path. It's kind of getting foggier. But as you're going up, you see a purple glow. Roll me a perception check.
Percept the fuck out of it. 23.
13.
What do you get?
The
one.
No.
Are you blind?
Yeah. 5.
So Korn actually hears a sound. And it actually catches Dinobot's attention, too. And you both look up. And you kind of see, like, a ridge. See the white fur again, but now you kind of see the side. And from the side, you see what looks like a black mask. It's kind of got, like, wrinkles in it.
Batman.
It's curvy wrinkles.
The fuck?
Batman.
And it looks...
like Batman.
It looks like it's an animal of some kind, but you can't put it.
Guys, what's that thing?
Or they all look and they missed it. It already disappeared.
Okay.
What's what thing?
What?
I asked Mr. Raptor, what is that?
I don't know. I saw its fur. It looks like one... The fur kind of reminds me of one of those things you see in the forest. I think you call them monkeys.
So you don't know it is.
Huh.
Okay. Definitely is not Tidal.
Okay, so if we see it, we can shoot it.
We don't know what. Could be just a monkey.
So we can shoot it.
Is it? Does it grow that big to the size of one of you guys?
Like, not one the size of one of us.
Oh, it's smaller.
Out of game. No, it's a human size. It's like...
it's like a normal gorilla.
Oh, okay.
The silverback.
Nah. So, you guys go further. And, you round the corner and you come to a big, like, area. And it's like the glow from this area is huge. And you see this energy, you see all these pinkish purple crystals that are glowing. And it's like, we've reached, Optimus Prime goes, we've reached the Energon. And as you turn another corner to go, like, big, you see in the middle, looking at, like, the biggest deposit among them all is a figure. And again, it's back to you, and it's white fur. Do you guys do anything?
Does it notice us?
It doesn't seem to... If it notices you, it's not seeming paying any attention. It's going to its work.
Optimus recognizes.
I don't recognize this.
Does it look like a machine?
Doesn't look like a machine. I mean, nothing that we have, none of our people that we had on our ship were that size.
Huh.
Okay. Double drawing katanas.
I'm gonna pull out my arc pistol.
And I start walking forward.
Okay.
Does it recognize me yet?
It's not paying any attention to you.
Keep walking.
Okay. You're about 500 feet from it.
Keep walking.
Okay. Doesn't pay any attention.
Okay.
Roll me a percentile.
Percentile base?
Yeah.
Base.
I don't got those.
Okay, I forgot.
The D10, D100, Corn.
D10, D... I don't have 100.
Oh.
55.
You're about... You close up half the distance. Doesn't seem to be paying attention to you.
Keep going.
Okay. Roll me another percentile.
I got it.
That's 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you going to attack it?
Nope. I'm going to keep walking towards the Energon.
The Energon. Wait, are you walking to the same Energon he's looking at?
Yep.
Okay.
Remember, I have my weapons drawn, too.
You're about 50 feet from it.
Okay.
Do anything.
Does he do anything?
This figure doesn't seem to be doing anything. It's just... You're close enough that you kind of hear an electronic sound going deep, 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 deep.
Okay, where is it coming from? From him?
It's coming from him.
Okay. Keep moving.
You move closer.
Yep. Still moving with my weapons drawn and ready.
You're 40 feet. Do you do anything? 50. Cool. Yeah, not 50. You're 30 feet. Do you do anything?
Keep moving. Ready.
20 feet. He's not doing anything.
Okay. I keep going.
10 feet.
Towards the Energon. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Go. You're ass right behind him.
Okay.
Do you do anything?
What is that idiot doing?
I don't know.
I make multiples of myself.
Okay.
And I keep going.
Well, you're absolutely right behind him. If you go any further, you're
going
to run into him.
You're right next to him.
No, I'm going to the Energon, not to
him. He's going around him.
I'm going around him to the Energon.
So you're right next to him now. Okay. Doesn't seem to look up at you.
do you look at him?
Touch the energon.
I wouldn't do that if I was you.
Why not?
Because these crystals are very delicate. They contain so much power.
And you are?
GG monster.
Oh. Just a connoisseur of fine things.
Perfect! Perfect!
Can we hear him sing this in a cave?
We're not in a cave.
We're not in a cave.
Oh.
Roll it's perception.
Still not, it's still not telling me what I need to know. And you are?
15.
27.
What did you roll?
15.
You can hear, you can't. Why, sir, if you'd like to know who I am, wouldn't it be more polite for you to tell me your name first?
I currently go by Talon.
Original character, do not steal. Talon.
That's a sexy name. For
that is my mission name.
Well, it's a sexy name for a sexy fan.
You are very creepy.
He turns to face you. You don't know the half of it. And it's a baboon face. Okay. But it's half a baboon face.
Oh, fuck!
What did you say?
What?
Mike said something.
Who watches Inuyasha?
I did for a time. Wait, so other animes can
oh, God!
So other animes
Mike?
Can vape?
Okay.
Roll me a will save.
I don't remember
okay,
what
first of all.
Naraku.
Is Naraku?
Yeah, they ended it like 3 weeks ago.
I have... So give me a four-sided. First of all.
The D6?
No, four-sided.
A D4?
Yeah, D4. There are two other pieces of me. So, it's...
What's the will save thing?
It's a spell.
Is it single target, or...?
Actually, it's a spell. We were talking about spells you made up earlier.
Is it
single target?
That's
up to you.
It's...
Single target or AOE?
It's single target.
It's single target, so you gotta hit... You gotta figure out which one you're hitting.
Okay. But it's also, it's just, well, it's a single target, but it's a...
Right,
cone,
but
it fires in a
multiple.
Cone?
Yeah, it's a cone.
Well, okay, here's how we're going to do this. That's him. Place yourself. Place yourselves. Because you said there's two, there's you and two others, right?
You can hit two.
Hang on. Before we do this, we're going to do this right. For one...
Why would you, like, throw them that guy already, like...
Reasons.
Fucking don't like this shit.
Mike, which one is you?
Should I reveal the name of this character?
I already told
him. Yeah, we figured it out. We know what it is. Like, out of game, we know. Okay, Mike. Or, Tom, which one are you hitting?
Okay.
Which character is it?
It's Naraku.
Well, it's a cone, so I can hit two. Because he goes that way.
He goes for 2 and 3?
These two.
Okay.
So these other two? Animes yeah. Can invade okay. Other worlds pretty much in this one?
Yeah. No, because it's all...
22.
For what?
Will save.
No, you don't
no.
Roll the will save.
No,
he rolls the will save.
You come up with a number and
okay.
He has to beat it. Roll
okay.
For those two.
You had to roll both. I thought I had to roll.
No, he has to.
What kind of...
Sick fuck.
What kind of caster?
No, don't.
Oh, wait. Yeah, what's the number?
No,
what's the number to be?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. What kind of caster?
Charisma, wisdom, intelligence.
I can't remember.
Is it? Are you basing it off a creature in there?
No.
Naraku's more like a wizard.
Yeah. So wisdom. So it'd be 10 plus.
Do
you have
modified.
Stats out
wizard.
For him or no?
Wizard.
No.
Okay,
wizard.
That's the problem.
Intelligence.
Is it intelligence?
What?
Okay. Okay, cool. No, okay, so here's
let's
the thing.
Let's go off what level it is. And
20.
Oh, f***. You're not making
that.
That
is an impossible.
That is impossible.
It's an impossible to roll unless a natural 20.
No, you can't crit.
Yeah.
Save.
Actually, that's
what I was trying to see if he would do.
What?
Nat 20.
No, you cannot. You cannot crit save. You cannot crit saves.
Okay.
You can roll 20, but as high as you get.
How, if he fails, is how bad does it fuck?
Okay.
No, well, he can't. He can't win.
All right. So what happens is that those are affected.
Yep.
Okay.
So what happens to the two?
Okay. Well, I have to ask the question: are they the real ones?
Nope.
Nope. They disappear.
So we're that bad into battle.
What does this spell look like?
We don't know. How well can we see?
Kind of see well, but it's just kind of foggy and misty.
Alright, well, he does, like, we see him do something, correct?
Yeah.
I cast a tech
as
magic.
As that happens, I strike twice.
You just gotta...
Whoa. Strike twice?
Yeah. Remember, I had them ready.
Yeah. So, what happens is you hit him, and he goes to the Energon, and explodes, and then it's just into a doll.
He did Naraku bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You turn around. Naraku's behind you.
Vanish.
Con save. I mean, will
vanish.
But he.
I vanish.
Hold up. So he does his thing. At that moment, it should have been initiative.
Yeah, okay. So initiative.
No, just we're not in combat. Only he is.
Right. Yeah.
Initiative. Okay.
So he has to roll initiative first. That is the first thing that happens.
Okay. And I gotta roll initiative.
Yes.
No.
This you wait. You said this dude is level 20, right?
Yeah.
We don't know that. I do cast detect magic though.
You're detecting a lot of magic.
I keep focusing. What am I detecting? What kind of
heavy?
Magic? The, like what class? Like is it conjuration? Is it?
It's
something I don't know.
If you
something
get,
you don't know, okay. But it'd probably be closest to, like, what's it called? Like, magic that's, like,
ancient?
Distractive and...
Conjuration.
Yeah.
Illusion.
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 Okay. So I detect illusion magic. Okay. I roll a spellcraft, just to be... Because sorcerer. 16.
Okay.
Do I know what the spell is?
Yeah.
I didn't think so.
You've never...
He's casting some sort of illusion magic.
I think we should warn him and get him the fuck out of there.
Okay.
So what did you
initiative.
Roll?
I rolled a 22.
I say okay.
I rolled a 20.
I'm actually going to extend a key to expand my initiative.
Okay.
All right.
It's 8 plus. Hold on.
It's what?
8 plus 15.
But I actually... Did somebody have the thing for ninja? Because I don't know how much that actually extends it. I think it's 4.
No. Just look it up. Use your laptop. I'm
pretty sure it's 4. So that would be 26.
I sense heavy magic coming from him. I would leave.
How strong is it?
Very strong. Very powerful magic.
Finder... Ninja.
Hey, ninja! Run away!
You can't say anything yet.
No, talking is a free action. It has always been, to my knowledge, it has always been
is
a free action.
Is it Ninja Paizo?
Yes.
Shell, you'll be coming in very soon.
I'm just...
Sorry.
I know, I'm just
it's just fog everywhere?
Yeah.
Fog. See if you can detect anything in the fog.
I detect magic around me.
Detect a lot of
all illusion or?
Detect illusion, conjunction.
Conjuration?
Conjuration, yeah.
We need to get out of here.
Almost as if maybe there's something hiding. Like, the mist itself feels now. You just thought it was mountain mist, but the mist?
Hang on.
Magical.
I might have something for that.
Magic fire?
He said he sensed something in the mist. A giant six-legged monster isn't going to come down and kill us, is it? With tentacles. Have you seen that movie? Creatures of the Mist?
I was going to do.
Oh my god!
Peanut butter squid tentacles?
This is about to turn into an H so fast.
You're now on the Food Wars planet.
I'd live there. How windy is it?
whenever they
see actually, like, pretty windy, because it's like a mountain pass.
Oh, it's windy, and the fog isn't dissipating. Okay.
It's covering the entire mountain, right?
Yeah. Well, it's counting the summit, where the Energon is, obviously.
Can I see, like, a little piece of Energon a good distance away from us?
I'm, like, in a really good spot because the type that I am.
Well, no, you. It's where you are, yeah, it's misty, not so much foggy. So you can see the Energon, and you can kind of see.
So, what is the initiative?
23.
That's my objective then. It's to kill four of them. Alright, easy.
Oh, God.
They get plus 30 to the match.
You had no idea what it was doing?
No, I'm thinking. I'm thinking long term.
Okay.
Because I can sense he seems powerful.
So, Mike, what are you using?
Like, Corn. I don't know if the Maximals are looking at me. I don't know if you will, but if you do, you will.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
There's amazement in my eyes.
Yeah, don't see that too often. We need to get the f*** out of here. I'm turning back to Acrimus. We gotta go. Like, this is scary. This is scary enough to maze this one. And you barely see expression on her face.
I agree with you, but first we need to get your ally out of there.
He's good.
He got himself into it.
He's good.
I wouldn't mess with him.
He'll make it up.
Right. So I need to wait first to see what he does first. Then I can go with you guys.
Okay. Go.
Oh, it's my go? Okay.
You beat me by one.
Will save. Same thing.
It's a... You already said it's a level 20. I can't beat it.
Okay. All right. So, Dusk gets...
Hang on. Spell level's 10 plus spell level plus...
It's the casting stat that
casting
kills him.
Casting stat. Yeah.
He's a high level. So, this, like, literally Dusk gets blown in your face and you go... And when you look, he's gone. He's like... Thank you for playing me with... Me, young ninja. But I think we will have some fun another day. But don't think that means that I'm done having or giving you anything special. You deserve a present. So I will let you see the unseen. And he snaps his fingers, and the mist disappears. And standing in front of Mike now, by the Energon, is a giant... purple figure that has one hand that it looks like a Tyrannosaurus Rex hand.
Mm-hmm. Is that a Mega Who's a What's It?
A Mega Who's a What's
Behind you guys, blocking your exit, is what, again, are two figures. One looks like a pterodactyl, and another looks like a figure that has, like, these claw-like hands. Figure in front of Mike goes,
yes.
Optimus, using humans now to win your battles.
What's a human?
What's a human?
Yeah, what's a human?
Humans are what are on their planet. They're the Vanderfall.
We don't know what humans. We don't know who humans are.
Yeah, I understand.
None of us here are humans.
But to them, you're look like humans.
All right, fair enough.
To them, anything. No,
hood, bro.
Still, hood doesn't, you know...
You're a human with long-ass ears.
But still, to them...
I'm furry. Like,
to you guys, anything that isn't their size is either a human or an animal. Mm-hmm. So...
Man, they could be nanos. Nanobastards.
Optimus, when would you learn never to send a boy to do a man's job? As he says that... Optimus, like, throws something and he grabs Talon and pulls Talon to the group. It's like, if you guys get to the Energon, we will handle the Predacons. And Optimus Prime goes charging after Megatron. And, like, they just crash and they start, like, rolling to the ground. The two robots behind you come for you. And Cheetor and... We have a hand being risen in the class.
Can they fight Michael Bay style?
Oh my god.
I
don't have Fireball yet.
Get out!
I don't have Fireball
but
yet.
Get out!
However...
You don't need Fireball. You
but,
just run, didn't
but
you?
But Dinobot... Dinobot what? Takes the one that comes known as Scorponok, which is a scorpion-looking man.
Ooh. But the Fallen.
Oh!
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus.
Ooh.
And Darkseid?
But Backlash Wave is wearing a Naraku, so why not? Let's continue.
There you go.
Okay.
That's it.
So Optimus says, guys, get to the Energon and just destroy it now. So
yeah.
Now you guys have no.
You mean the stuff that I was already at? That you just got rid of me?
You're on drugs. You don't even know what's up.
What's down?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you... Yeah, well, if I didn't do it, Megatron was going to get you.
That was not Megatron. That was a baboon wizard thing.
No, but Megatron was right in front of him.
Oh.
Naraku disappeared.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Yes, however...
So, do you guys go towards the Megatron? Endertron?
Yeah. I'm going to ask Rapper Guy, I'm on. Do you got bombs? It was a
no.
Bombs.
Kill a Mr. Mime.
I have no bombs.
You gotta
leave. I am a warrior born. I don't need guns or bombs.
Oh, God.
So I guess you'd be angry if I made him bigger.
He said no bombs, no guns.
I have burning hands.
So you guys start heading towards it, when all of a sudden from behind you jump out four figures. One is a... three are these... soldiers. They're like metal soldiers covered up in steel.
This shit got weird.
These are machine soldiers.
No.
And then behind them is another one, but it's not so covered up and you can see the gears of it. And while fighting Optimus, Megatron goes... Well, you didn't think it'd be that easy. A little present from our friend, who goes by the name Naraku.
My ears perk up at the name.
Oh my God.
So, they're defending Antron, but as that happens, from right in front of you, you hear, like, a crackling on a... You still have the thing with you, the scanner. You hear a crackling, and like, hey guys! Got a present for you. A light comes down, kind of affects the machine soldiers, and in, then the light goes up, and when the light comes up, there's a figure.
Oh, great, another one.
Oh,
not
God.
An actual weapon.
Well, wait, and this figure, he has a bag, and he throws the bag to Korn.
I grab the bag. What's in the bag?
Presents from Tom. Well, wait, Joe.
Presents from Tom.
You open them up, they're your grenades.
Yeah!
So, Sho, you want to describe your character?
I'm getting questioned. The same beam do the same shit.
It did affect the metal soldiers in a way, yes.
So it also affected electronics?
Is it?
No, this one didn't.
It's not. Is it an EMP?
Not an EMP.
Okay, you have no. You don't got to worry about it. If it's not an EMP, you don't got to worry about it.
But it was closer to them than it was you, so it had more... Because these are like... the soldiers, they're not like the Predacons or the Autobots. I mean,
yeah, if anything, it's conflicting with the energy that's in them.
Yeah, because they're like constructed robots, so they're not like...
Powered by the Energon, I'm assuming?
Yeah, they're not powered by Energon. And plus, Rhinox put some Energon projection in your guys' equipment. So, it's now protected from things like that. So again, Chill, you want to describe your character?
In character or out of character?
Out of character.
Out of character? My character is an Ifrit Samurai.
Okay. What does it look like?
Pale blue skin.
Okay.
Blue skin, about...
So it's got maybe blue flames instead of red flames?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do the opposite.
Does he have armor?
He wears heavy armor.
Do you have anything like a companion next to you or anything?
No companion whatsoever.
Okay. Do we see any weapons?
You see a katana.
Okay.
a Naginata.
Okay.
And what was it? A cleave?
Oh. Oh, that's a feat.
Oh, a longbow.
Longbow, my bad.
Longbow, okay. So, you guys, this guy appears and he throws his bag that has grenades for Kitsky's.
How many grenades?
There's about three.
Okay, good.
Mark it up.
And because I haven't figured out the craft, I'll help you figure out the damage. You just need to roll, okay? If you use them. So you have three.
Yeah,
and you want to use one for the energy.
You're probably gonna screw it.
Okay. So guys, do you ask him any questions of this figure?
There's no time for questions. Only no time for questions, only answers.
Okay, so roll initiative.
Yay!
Wait.
I'm last.
No, wouldn't you have the same initiative as last time?
Huh?
It's technically... Still,
yeah, you're still in combat.
You're still in combat, yeah.
So you have a 22.
I still go first.
18.
That's the wrong one.
Well, that saved my ass. My reroll was
a 1. Wait, you should probably set up the battlefield.
Give me a moment. I don't have my map with me.
Yay, initiative!
I'm pretty positive someone can turn into a makeshift mat.
What the hell? What? Bless you.
Oh, wait, what'd you say?
Okay.
No, we'll just use the table as best we can.
Yeah.
Unless you have grid paper.
Yeah. I can set it up real easy.
Well, you don't have grid paper, do you?
No.
Okay.
All right. So let's just say. This over here is the Energon. That's your objective. It's in a formation like this.
That's Mike.
Okay. And then you guys put yourself right here.
That's Mike.
Well, you guys are in front of it, so you have to put it like right in front of it.
He was next to it. Like really on it.
Yeah, but then Optimus Prime...
Oh, save them.
Yeah, save them, remember.
I'll be the penny, because the penny's already there.
Oh. I'm going to need the D-Force.
Tim's actually going to be using the D-Force.
Oh, okay, the D-Force. Okay. You'll be the penny. So, you'll be the dime.
Okay.
You were in front of them.
That's me.
All right. So, numbers... But you got 22, you're...
30.
So 31st. Show, what did you roll?
I rolled that 20.
Bro, plus 11... No, plus your dex.
Plus the just... What else?
What's your initiative, though?
Plus your dex.
That's your 3.
My dex?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You lost the camera.
Okay, he got a 23. I got an 18.
And my initiative is plus 11. I'm a caster. I'm doing it right.
The glass jar of Kingdom Hearts that
Alright, so.
If you don't beat him, then you should
be playing.
23.
Okay, what did you roll?
18.
18. So, first, second, third, fourth.
What'd you roll?
I got 23.
I hit nat 20. Alright, so, Tim, you're first. All right,
where are they?
It's gentlemen, flailing
in front of you.
Right,
the ones
soldiers.
In front are mechanical
are
soldiers.
Energon.
In back is their leader, which is called Gearsman.
You're punny.
Right,
so I'm going to do this.
Well, technically, that's because what the character
five,
is called.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 15-foot cone. I'm going to cast...
Are you moving right next to it?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to... Well, no, I'm moving around.
Like a square away from
it? Yeah.
What weapon are these things holding?
You have to roll...
From us looking at it, what weapon does it have in its hands?
The soldiers in front have a long sword and a short sword in each hand.
Yeah.
You good, bro.
Okay.
Oh.
And a gearsman, you can see, has a
actually, you know what? Put
spear.
Me back. So Jesus. Hello. Let's have some fun. So these two are right next to each other, correct?
Yeah.
Dance for me, minions. Roll me a reflex save. I cast grease right under their feet.
And for everything?
Just those two, for two and three.
What? Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Grease is in these four squares.
Okay, so those two. Roll two separate times?
Yes.
That one failed?
What they gotta be?
10 plus, it's a first level, so 16. Because it's caster stat plus 10 plus spell level.
16.
So is it the roll and like reflex or will?
Yeah. Well, it's a reflex save.
They both fail.
They both fall.
Okay.
Dance! I mean, minions.
Alright.
Every time someone enters their square, they attempt to get up or move.
Okay.
They have to roll reflex save.
Alright.
If any of us walk in that square, we got to tell the real
clear. Alright, that's my turn.
Derp.
Derp.
Yeah.
Wait,
derp.
I
derp. No, I asked her, but this is a new one.
Alright, is that all you do?
Yeah, I got a dive on the cap.
Okay. Show, your turn.
Okay, what do I have in front of me?
Well, you just saw two of them fall on their face.
So that gives you, benefit.
As the cat folk casts some sort of spell.
I am going to try to take a swing with my katana.
You gotta move up though, bro.
On the dime, right?
Yep.
These two are on the ground, so you got a plus two to hit.
Okay. I only have a 20. I'm wearing heavy armor, so.
Yeah, you gotta move 20 feet.
20 feet, so like right there. Anyway.
Yep.
That's like 10 feet. You're good.
You're good.
That's good enough, anyway. Let's see. Yeah, katana sounds good. Yep. Alright.
Well, you do have, with weapon expertise, he has a plus one to hit damage, right?
For that katana?
Yeah. For our katana, yeah. Alright, so...
I'm positive about that.
Your
what do you roll?
15 plus 6... 22 to hit.
You hit.
Okay, roll for, what's up?
Well, no, because of weapon expertise, you have a plus one to hit and plus one damage.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think it's plus one to damage. I think it's plus one to attack.
Wait, what?
I'm using your computer real quick, Mike.
Download one.
Go ahead and roll damage.
Roll damage, show. You hit.
Okay, one damage, 1d8.
1d8 plus strength.
Which is...
Your strength is, what, 18?
No, 17. It's plus
17.
So I have it all right there. So
it says plus four.
1d8. Well, I'm checking that right now.
Oh, he has that.
Okay, give it a minute. Okay. Well, you hit no matter what.
Yes.
So
roll for damage. So whatever this is, plus four.
Okay.
Or yeah. Two.
It's a two-handed weapon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Weapon expertise only gives a plus two on crit.
Oh, on crit.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, still 6 plus 15, with 6 plus 6 was your attack for the weapon, still hit. So, how much damage did you do?
2 plus whatever.
1d8 plus 3.
Huh?
Mm, he's willing it two-handed. Plus 4.
Oh, yeah.
Plus 4?
Yep.
Okay, plus 4.
Okay, so
6 damage.
6 damage. The first attack.
The 1 damage. The first attack. 6? Yeah. Where's that pen?
Yeah.
You have a piece of paper?
Mmm.
Then you have Order of the Dragon, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's gonna kill.
Because if this was my computer, I would have had it set up in notes. Like.
Yeah, I thought it was going. This one's wasteable.
Yes. Yes. I'm alive.
Okay. Shonak.
Yeah.
Advice. When you get the chance, you want to challenge the leader.
Because
you get both. No, you don't have to do it yet, but you get both.
So that one, he attacked number 3, right?
Yes. Because, so this is, so when you, with Order of the Dragon stacked, this is what you get. Oh, you have a touchscreen.
Oh, Okay. Alright, is that your turn?
Well, that's all I can do.
This is what you get
for the game. Alright, Mike, it's your turn.
When you challenge. And then that's what we get.
Yeah, Mike's waiting for you.
Then. Where are
you freaking moving? Oh, he can go.
But he needs his computer.
Joe, this game is terrible. I mean, only fucking drawing managers. That's so sad.
And then this, Joe. When you actually challenge, you do bonus damage equal to your samurai level to the foe you challenge.
Okay, so. Oh! Fuck, I'm gonna scoop
this thing. Scoop me! You can
still win. No, I have a new character goal right now. So thank you.
What?
I said I have a new character goal, so thank you.
Hey, what?
I have a new character goal.
What do you
mean? I think he gets it.
He was amazed by Naraku.
Sure. All right, which one am I?
You're the dice.
Which one?
That one.
That one?
Yeah.
And what's everybody? Who is everybody?
Trip, Trip, Standing, has a spear.
Tripped?
These are both down from Greece.
And they all have long swords and short swords, so from what you can see.
I can sneak attack them.
Right?
What do I want to do? Do I want to... Not sure. Do you want to play League tonight?
I'm probably going to go back to sleep when I go home.
There's cards, there's only one.
Dude, when you called me...
I know you were asleep.
Yeah.
Your phone was, like, you were sleeping on your phone?
My brother was.
Oh, okay. Did I wake him up too?
He was like, what the fuck? 25. He just threw my phone at the dresser. I'm 25. Like,
25? Against AC?
Yeah.
That hits?
Oh, and it's trips too.
Which one did you go? Number one?
Three.
Well, three is already trip.
Well, no, he's attacking. He's attacking.
I'm attacking the
while he's down.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But when you hit, just based off that, it still hits.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, these look like robots, Mr. Engineer.
20.
That's cute!
To hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that hits it.
Yep, okay, so both of them hit.
Which ones are you attacking?
He's attacking three.
Yeah, three.
Twice?
Yeah, so okay. You have two of them fighting, right?
Yeah. I need a
d8. This one right next to his mom.
And a d6.
God, you're so mean. God, Mike.
And when you get a chance, Mike, if you can put it back on Kingdom Hearts music.
I'll put it on, like, Beast Wars. Like, come on.
That actually would be great if you could find, like, the extension Beast Wars thing.
Kingdom Hearts! Defend it!
Do these robots look like Vex? Have you played Destiny?
Look up Galatian. Look up Trigger.
No.
He hasn't.
Okay. Don't worry about it. In my head, I imagine them as Vex.
No, I got you.
You serious?
In
my room, yeah. Because once you buy the real thing, you could...
And this one is the Minotaur.
So you have the online version.
Well, you know, yeah, they're f***ing annoying.
Roll here.
You pretty much are using parts that you own in real life.
That's the same thing anyway.
Am I the only one that rolls, like, good? Except for Shogun, who actually rolls
7, 11.
11 damage?
7 and 11.
7, okay, that's 18.
And it's 2d6.
Yes.
What, is it plus 2?
A resting die.
Let's see.
Sorry, give me a second.
My Galatian
on the
Serfs
me
on
the
and
I'm like totally owning him
because
I deal 6 damage. Yeah,
I'm
totally
not digging
his music.
But now he's evolving this
way.
Really?
Probably.
Well,
there you go.
You
just keep evolving all the spirit, just in case you need it.
Well, this is the thing about
Magic.
Magic. that. Look at break the ability.
I'm on your wish.
Yeah. So whatever energy I have, I could evolve it with whatever energy that is. So if I could evolve it into a Jolteon directly, if I.
Yeah, I know. Why are you doing it?
It is not my turn.
Why is your last turn?
Huh? Because I just put it last turn. You can't do it.
So what gets added in with Rage Attack? So D6 plus what? Right. Dex or Strength?
And now he's
Dex or Temp.
What?
He's asking a question.
What?
Get added into what? Sneak Attack?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I think it's just straight
down. Yeah, he's just flat.
Which one should I do though?
Just
should
flat?
I go E5?
What is he using?
He's using Fairy and Psychic.
What's what are they
doing? Another 6. Okay, so
Steel, we don't have a Steel.
That was 11 and 7. Which was what?
18.
And then 12.
30.
So 30 damage.
There you go.
Is it still alive?
Yep.
With 30 damage?
I think my strongest level will
I send a key mark to go another attack.
No,
alright.
My strongest will be Flareon in terms of attack.
Okay. And that's at my. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I can't do that until I actually roll.
Okay, that's an ability.
So, 17 plus 7, yeah, that's a hit.
You know what? I'm just fucking...
Because 20 hits, so that's definitely a hit.
Like, watch you, like, kill it and...
When he hits this thing, is it the sound of crashing metal that we hear, or is it, like, when we hit the...
I have a question. With the damage reduction, is that for each hit?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless it's adamantine... Or spell. Unless that the only thing that can do spell resistance.
So wait a minute. Sorry. How many times have you hit it now? 3 times, right?
I've hit it for a total of 30 damage so far.
The first one was 12, the second one was 7.
You
damage.
Just did. No.
Then you plus 6 on both.
But I also have to figure in Cho's hit as well.
Yeah.
So I have to give it back points to get that to.
He did the mistake by switching Migration to
the. How do you lose the first move again? Damage times
that range. That's this one got 3, this one got 2, this one got 1. Yeah,
14,
so, yeah, it's gonna hurt.
15, 16, and a total of 17 more damage.
So the first hit was
it's a total of 47.
You don't have to tell him how much damage you did. He just gives you a number.
So what was 17?
Total of 47 damage. Overall, 47 damage, then you do your reduction.
Okay. It's still good. It's still healed. I can use that.
So it's 3 separate hits, right?
Unless
4 hits.
4 separate hits?
4 hits.
You factor in damage reduction 4 times.
It's pretty bad.
Right?
Wait, no.
No, 3 hits.
You actually got to tell them separate number for each hit.
It was 3.
The first one was 12, right? And you rolled 6 for both sneak attacks?
46 damage you hit, right?
Wait, the first one...
Yeah, it'll be a kill.
Okay, so the first one was...
Oh, because this one got double.
Oh, wait. I screwed up there.
Which one?
Okay.
This one? This one?
Sorry.
Alright, hold on. So it was... 7 and 12 for the first hit.
80 damage.
That's 18, right?
Okay.
19.
Then the next one would be 11 and 11 and 8, which is
but just the fact that he has
19.
And then the next one is 8.
Okay.
And I forgot an extra.
Yeah, now I can delete
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, an extra 12 more damage. And it's, so it's 3 different attacks.
He's working on my finger right now. He's probably gonna end up scooping if he knows he's gonna lose.
12 damage?
12 damage on the third one, yeah.
Wow, I have Jolteon and
so how much total is that then?
He's probably gonna scoop it, but he only got 10.
It depends on what the DR is. Because he has to factor it in 3 times.
He's just giving me the win, that's good.
Okay.
Usually people...
No, I got it, I had it all done.
Somehow
so yeah, he's still alive, yeah.
Somehow I feel this is being done.
Does that rope, does that, you're supposed to, with DR, you're supposed to factor in after every hit. The first hit was
Yeah, no, I know, I understand that, but yeah. I'm just wondering.
And you could actually now,
I got it.
Finally, they did the smart thing, like if you go,
I wonder what kind of damage it actually receives.
The robot that he hit, how fucked up does it look?
You've hit it pretty bad, but it's got dents in it now. It's got some pretty big dents.
Don't break them too bad.
Like, you could buy a dex now.
You want to study them?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right, so is that your turn, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Corn, your turn.
Okay.
Hit that thing for almost 50 damage, and now this damage reduction is shit.
Welcome to Constructs.
I'm going to take a 5
welcome
foot.
Welcome to Constructs.
That way. Yeah, welcome to f***ing Constructs.
Remember?
We got our shit wrecked.
No, remember the 1% when we berserk? That was some shit.
Wesley got his shit wrecked. Okay, I am going to burn a point of my grit.
Okay.
And I'm going to aim for the big fucker with the spear.
Alright.
Does a 32 hit his touch.
Fuck.
No. I'm joking when you does.
32 will hit most anything. Wait,
you are an asshole. You are.
Okay, it's all electric energy damage.
Ooh!
Unless they've gone into epic, then there's a chance.
Yeah.
Electric energy damage.
I have a question about vulnerability. If something's vulnerable to something, is it double damage?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 6.
Anybody got lightning?
No.
Okay. I had to open my big fucking mouth.
6.
No, I already was thinking about it, but I don't have lightning.
That's why I was telling him to roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first. Okay, it's 13 electric damage plus 6 from my grip. So you only multiply to 13.
13. Alright, so.
26 plus 6, it's 32 damage. And are these things are protected? Wait, they're vulnerable to electricity, so does DR even...
Wait, is this
it's all energy.
Is this
energy
an area
pistol.
Effect?
What? That, no, it's a pistol.
No, it's just a gun. So which one are you hitting?
The big guy. And I'm going to hold down the trigger to get another attack.
Mm-hmm. You 30 damage from me. Now, wait a minute. So his bullet is filled... with magic?
No, it's energy.
I don't fire energy. Bullets. It's literally just energy.
Does his hardness still
no.
The DR? Okay.
Next hit.
Do another grit to shoot again?
Mm. This grit lasts for the entire turn.
Okay. So what's the second attack?
16 plus 13. That's 29.
You hit on both attacks? What was the second roll?
16. First roll was a 19. This one's a 16.
Plus bonuses.
13.
Okay. So wait a minute. So is it 13 against touch?
All this is against touch.
Okay, so 13 against...
No, not... It's 16...
Plus 29.
Flat roll plus 13. For a total of 29 to hit touch.
Okay, for the second attack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright, that hits.
Big guy... You're... 18 electric damage. Don't double that, I already doubled it. 18 electric damage plus 2 from grit. 20 damage total.
Is that for poison?
Yes,
regular poison. Okay.
That your go?
Yep.
I don't know. Alright. There's really no face on these constructs.
But
you can see it. It almost seems as if his shadow's like as if it's pissed now, but it's still up.
I think we pissed it off.
All right, so I actually need to read the spell completely. The two that fell, did they fail by more than 5?
These two don't even.
One failed by more than 5. One didn't.
Okay. For next time, if they fail more than 5, they fall.
Okay.
That's my bad.
There's no problem.
If they fail, they what? Miss their turn?
You and Melo,
they just fall. They need a move action to get back up.
No. If they don't fail by more than 5.
If they fail more than 5, they fall. If they don't, they're fine.
Yes.
But they still need to make a reflex save if they move.
Yeah, if they move to get up, they... Now, do they need to do that twice if they move to get up and then...
Well, no. Getting up is a 4 on action.
Yeah. All right, so... I'll just do this right now for 2 and 3.
My favorite card, because of course...
Does they need to get up?
No, getting up doesn't require a reflex save.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a full round action there
it's,
now. Up,
it's only when they try to move.
Okay.
And that has to be a DC 10.
No.
Well, no, that's a DC 10 acrobatic check.
So you're fighting against...
Or, or they have to make my reflex save.
Damn.
So they're
where
up.
Is their acrobatics?
They're contracts. They're not acrobatic. No.
So they just have to make a reflex save?
When they attempt to. When they try to move.
Oh.
Like, they stand up, it's fine. Okay. It's just...
Alright, so that's it. Number one. Alright, so... Number one is going to attack... Mike with a longsword.
Number one or number three?
Number one.
Number one has to move.
Yeah, he moves towards.
Makes a 5 foot?
Yes.
He needs to roll a reflex save.
No, he's good.
Oh, he's good? Okay.
The grease is here, right?
Yeah, no, I put it like I tried to make sure I hit those two.
Where was number one originally?
Yeah, so it'd be right here in these 4 squares, or else he would have to make one too.
I mean, he took a 5 foot step.
Okay, well, I'm over here. So what?
That's show.
That's show.
Oh, show. Show. I mean, I'm going after show.
What are you doing, Angel?
I'm just like looking.
Oh, okay.
All right. So he goes first attack.
Wrong
enemy.
Did I
ever
show you my favorite card,
though? Yeah, Sharp was like fucking stupid.
Does a 16 hit?
No, you're gonna see 20.
Okay. And then the second attack with a short sword would be a negative 2, right?
Be minus 2 to 8, yes.
I don't.
Yep, that's not gonna hit.
Yeah, cool. All right. This card.
And then.
And this is how you realize.
Ground power. Gearsman goes.
Energy attack.
Korn, where are you again?
I'm all the way over here.
Okay. Korn, he didn't like that, so he's going to throw his spear on a ranged weapon at you.
He's going to throw his only weapon. Quit. All right.
This doesn't make sense.
All day.
Because logic. Yeah. Because I'm talking to you like this, it makes perfect sense.
You should like talk their opponent to death like that.
No, I really would.
Okay, does a 17 hit?
Tell him about customer all right. service.
Where's the spear land?
Spear lands behind you.
I have 20 new packages for you to try out.
Okay.
They all cost $99.95.
What's the spear look like?
It says Masterwork Spear.
And then,
is it a long spear or a short spear?
And we all send it to Brazilians who don't understand the word I'm saying.
No, what does it look like to me?
Oh.
It looks like kind of like a javelin, like just metal.
Just because he doesn't pay attention. Because he's paying attention.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Alright, so I'm going to see 5, 10, 15, 20. Alright, so I'm going to move up to here. I am going to target...
Number one?
I'm going to target the Gearsman.
Okay.
Roll against touch AC. Which that is... It's BAB plus my casting stat, right?
No. It's, what, range touch or melee touch?
It's a...
Range touch?
It's, jolt.
To this day, I don't know why you guys...
What's the range?
20, close. 25 feet plus 5 or 2 levels.
Dex. Dex plus BAB.
So, that would be an 18.
Hit touch.
Hit touch is.
Hit touch and figure.
Yeah.
What number?
18.
18 against his touch.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
times 2, 10.
No, because it's supposed to be D3. So for all the 5, it's supposed to be D3.
Just by half. Okay, 1, 2, it's a 3.
Okay, so it takes 3 electricity damage.
Just 3?
No, then times, right?
6.
6.
So 6 points of damage?
0 level spells are fucking suck.
Alright. That
hit? Yeah.
Alright.
You should get a robot. Shell,
your turn.
Actually,
what is left for you?
Wait, all the robots didn't get a turn.
Yeah, they did. Well, 2 and 3 had to get up. That's a full round action.
Okay, so...
Provokes off of them.
Yeah, they
no,
provoke.
Getting up doesn't falling down does. No, getting up does
getting
provoke.
Up, yeah. Does provoke.
Okay. But you guys didn't call it. I did say that they were getting up.
Actually, I didn't hear
it.
Yeah,
the
it doesn't matter. It's an automatic.
No, you can choose not to do it.
I choose to do it.
Well, then take your attack. Which one do you want to go after? Two hasn't been hit. Three has.
Obviously three. Yeah. It's 24.
Against AC?
Yeah.
That hits.
So my advice would be, guys, for new guy and ninja, you focus on these three. We'll focus on the big guy.
Now, so here's a question. While it's getting up and I get an attack of opportunity, does that still allow me to get the sneak attack?
No.
Also? No. Didn't think so.
What'd you say?
And that is 11 points of damage.
Four.
They're almost.
Are you
dead.
Gonna take an attack opportunity or no? Are you what he should have done? He didn't do.
Yeah.
Power attack. Show.
At the power attack is show.
Always power attack.
Not
no reason not to.
Okay.
That was my first game. All I did was power attack.
All right, Shoko. No,
okay, so
not down.
What? Well, no, it doesn't matter. But here's the thing, Show. In the position you are, you can power attack, and if you hit, you can cleave.
Did somebody say cleave? Okay. I am going to power attack.
All right, power attack.
So that's a minus two to hit.
Minus two to hit, plus four to damage. No, plus three to damage.
We'll figure it out. Go
well,
ahead.
Which one are you going after?
Did you just say?
Because I'll say if you're going for a power attack and your two
you
is the one that
hasn't
been hit.
I'm going after three.
Yeah. Well, then you can cleave into two. That's the whole
thing. Power attack and cleave.
Power attack. Well,
we already need power attack.
Can it be like
ten plus seven?
Yeah, minus two though.
15.
Minus 2.
So 15 against AC? 15.
Yes.
That misses.
Okay.
Crap.
Happens.
Is it normally plus 7?
No, it's plus 6.
No. Oh.
But he's power attacking.
What did he roll?
A 10. But power attack.
Yeah. So
it's
actually,
yeah, it misses.
Is that your turn?
It's actually a 14.
Yeah.
Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I know you want to get out of 12, so I'm trying to roll it through.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mike, you go. Are you attacking 3?
Yeah.
Violente.
I always call it a tentacle monster.
Violente, it's a rose.
Yeah.
What was that?
A 1.
Wait, is that a crit fail?
That's crit fail. Now he has to roll
that
check.
That's how it's normally done, usually.
What you roll?
You rolled a 1.
No, for the confirm the fumble. His fumble has to beat out that thing's AC.
Has to hit the AC. That's how it's not a dex check.
Oh yeah. No, you're. What, isn't
no,
that how it is? 3-5.
No.
Okay, yeah. That's why. I'm getting 3-5 and Pathfinder mixed up. Don't mind me.
So it's 14.
Nope.
14. Nope.
Yeah.
So does not beat AC.
Either. Tom can say something bad happens to him, or he misses.
Batman, your first job is to actually watch high school videos.
So very embarrassing for you. You swing with your little short sword?
How do you close those?
Katana.
The katana, right? So you swing, you miss, and it gets released from your grasp, and gets thrown behind you, almost hitting Tim.
So it's right
easy.
Like it like
here.
No, it goes like this.
Like it almost grazes your head.
I got a spear and a sword next to me. What the fuck are you guys doing?
You just tried to hit me.
Alright, so that's your turn, Mike. Mike, is it your turn?
Yeah, we got another.
I just wish it was like actual like camera, like actual like actual picture. You hype your shit. You dropped your sword. Way to go.
Well, corn can
I'm
always
going to extend my last key to pick it up.
Alright, you pick it up.
So what, you go back over here?
Mm-hmm.
They provoke.
Captain Rooks
attack. Captain Rooks attack of opportunity from
so
three.
So number three will attack, since he has two weapons, can he attack with both?
No, only one.
Just one.
So he attacks with his long sword?
Then he'll work
out. Did it crit?
I guess he...
Roll to confirm. You have to roll to confirm.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, there are tons.
And so it's, I have to beat his AC, right?
Yes.
That would be correct.
And what have you... We add the plus...
You add your BAB and strength.
Okay.
Like a normal
hit. Kingdom Hearts has a game. A card game. Interesting.
That is 23.
23?
That confirms.
That confirms.
Double damage.
Double damage. Okay.
Bro, do you even left? Bro, do you even left?
Okay, Tom, I'm interested in this Kingdom Hearts Train card game.
Okay.
You fucking
after,
nerd.
Right? Sorry.
Nerd! No.
That will be... Now, the plus four isn't doubled, right?
No, it is.
It is? Okay.
And you have from strength, yes. Now, you can either do it just flat times two or roll twice.
Well, I'm doing it, I'm timing each part separately. Like,
well, no. So no. you roll, and then add your strength.
Okay.
Then so back, and then here, then you double it. Or roll again.
Okay.
So it's whatever you roll plus four times two, or.
So roll whatever again. I rolled plus four. And then times two, right?
Yes.
If it's plus four for your strength.
Or you can always just roll again. Some DMs do it.
Okay, you have 24 points of damage. You got hit for 24 points.
Did you roll?
Okay.
Alright. Is that your turn?
My nope.
Why did you 24 points of damage?
He rolls his longsword is at 1d8.
Oh, it's a d8, right.
1d8 plus 4.
Yep.
I did a 1d8 plus 4.
I'm going to wave at the
you
big guy.
Damage. You rolled the damage,
what
right?
What the f*** is that?
Yeah, it was the damage.
Oh, they're constructs.
I got an 8.
They're strong as shit.
And then, click.
I'm going to wave at the big guy.
Alright. Wave as in like, hello!
Yeah, and I'm going to burn my last point of grit for the day.
Alright. I thought we
wait, critted. I have an idea.
By the way, I finally critted on something. It only took me a year and a half.
What happens if I were to jolt your gun?
You threw out the gun, I believe.
Alright.
Okay, 25 to hit his touch.
Bad hit.
Five, 18 plus 5. I hit him for 23 damage.
Okay.
Is he still standing?
Gearsman?
Yeah.
Gearsman is dead.
The big guy. The big
one. Guy is dead.
The big guy is down.
He explodes.
No!
Are there any parts left?
Probably.
Gears all around.
Take that. I hit you.
Okay. I'm gonna shoot at this one.
I attack with Simba.
I'm dead.
14 plus 13.
Which one are you attacking?
Number one over here.
14 plus 19?
13. I hit him for 27.
27 against touch?
Yeah.
That hits.
Eight, 16. 19 points of damage.
Is that multiplied?
No.
Do the well, are they?
Oh, I already did the math and stuff. It's okay. 19 damage.
Your little spell is great.
Alright. Alright, so, that's it.
Don't you still got your...
Is that your turn?
Yeah.
My Shadow Hands?
Okay.
Shocking Grasp.
Alright, this is my go. No,
my spell is malfunctioning.
You're a sorcerer. Is that already on your list? Oh,
Number two tries to move, so he makes a reflex save. When... Number two actually has a show in front of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't necessarily need to move to attack, right? Okay. So
I'm being attacked again?
No, it was only in my
well,
moves.
you're kind of the one in front.
Because remember, I will be getting more spells as well.
Of them.
So.
Yeah, I'm in the way!
By the way, take Gearsman, the back one, away.
I already did.
Oh, you already did? Oh.
I got you.
I thought someone was back. That fails.
You're in a bad spot.
Then second attack with the short sword. That will be...
God, no matter where I move, we'll get hit.
18 against AC?
Mine's 20, isn't it?
Yeah, AC's 20.
Yeah.
AC's 20 now.
So, misses. Alright. Number one goes. Who's in front of number one right there? Is that you? Or is that Mike?
That's me.
That's you?
He can't reach me. He has to move.
He moves to hit you? Attack you?
Does he take 5 foot?
Yep.
Okay. Gotta call that.
Yep. Well, it's a straight move, right? So don't you get out of attack?
No, unless it takes a 5 foot step, but you gotta clarify if he's making a 5 foot step or not.
Okay. Alright. Okay, that's gonna miss. Okay. That's an 11.
Yeah, no.
You still got your other one.
Short sword. That's 14.
Nope.
Alright.
If I didn't have mage armor on, yeah, that would have
failed. Number 3, attack show. Long sword. That one's gonna do nothing better. Right?
The benefits of being a frontliner.
23.
Fuck.
You have 40 health. Don't worry, you're good.
Alright,
that goes for it.
That's 6 points of damage.
Dude.
I can take that.
What am
short
I?
Short
sword. Don't do it. Not paladin. Get out of here.
And that's gonna miss.
I should attack you with this.
Alright.
Is that from Dragon Frog?
Yeah.
Can I have this?
Stop stealing my cards.
No, that's his.
I claimed this.
No, no, no. Anyways.
Okay.
That's it. So, top of the order.
Can't
really
play with
this.
Fuck it.
You can't really play with those, huh?
These things are mechanical, right?
Yeah.
They don't like cold.
Oh, no, no, no. I have the real ones that I can
well,
use.
Well, what I have...
Oh, they
actually
have
they actually have... They
I'm being a shit.
I'm
thinking.
They actually made them legal.
I hate first level spells.
But they, like, dumbed down their
lives. Yeah, fuck it. I'm gonna cast Chill Touch.
Alright.
It's not necromancy, is it?
No, it's necromancy.
No.
Oh yeah, you're right. Fuck.
Wait, that's metagaming.
Yeah, way to go. Pro plays, Quan. Pro plays.
I have a foot.
Fuck my ass.
fuck it. I'm just gonna catch Jolt.
Okay.
Go for the nuts. Go for the nuts and
wrong
nuts
to confirm the crit.
Was it a
did you fail
crit?
The double attack crit?
No. Uh-huh.
He rolled another crit. I'm not sure how...
Which one, wait a minute. Which one are you attacking?
I'm attacking number one.
Number one?
Number one.
Roll to reconfirm the crit.
I would suggest attacking number two.
No, he's right in front of me.
Wait.
He attacked me.
Yeah. But
I confirmed a crit with a crit.
If you confirm the crit...
It's just a regular crit. You don't double crit.
Yeah, but...
It might be different in Pathfinder.
It might be different, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to say that you use an instant kill.
Tim wins.
Okay, fine. I'll take that. I will take that.
What, explodes?
Yeah, I just explodes.
I'll take it. Because I'm getting
more
than
likely the damage you would have made would have scored anyways.
Yeah.
I'm trying to move it through, okay?
I
so,
know.
That your turn? Don't worry, right. I got 20 minutes.
Alright,
What's about number three?
Three and
two.
Two
and three.
Power attack and cleave, do it. If it hits you, do some damage. So there's
we're going for the power attack because I really want to end this quickly.
There you go. Plus 6.
18.
Minus 2.
18.
Yeah,
18. Hits his AC on the dot.
Alright, so you hit and then cleave.
Cleave.
So do you know? So
I'm
do you roll damage?
I'm trying to point you guys to number 2 because he has no damage.
Well, he's going to cleave through him, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Alright, so 5 plus...
Plus
4.
6
plus four. That's 11 points of damage right there.
And then Cleaves will roll again on number two. All right, so 11 points of damage, number three.
All right, he's dead.
And then Cleaves roll DR, again.
DR, bro.
What?
DR.
No, even with that.
Roll the hit.
No, just, it just goes right through.
Just
basically, here's what you're doing. Going,
just like that?
Yeah, you're just, you roll damage.
Five again.
All right, so that's another 11.
So 11 points of damage.
Hold on, I actually might have been wrong.
That Indian samurai is really pissed off.
What do you mean?
Sometimes you multiply damage by some factor such
I
as
get critical and roll the damage the
with all
and
the modifiers
then,
multiple
and
times
then,
and
then,
total
and
the
then,
results.
And then they paid me tech support for $25 an hour.
Works off of the original
I don't know.
So you can confirm a crit with a crit. Yeah. So you can confirm a crit with a crit.
If you are asked to double the damage twice.
So that would have been times.
Is that your turn, Joe?
Yo, that would be times six damage.
So if you are asked to double the damage twice, the end result is three times the normal
okay.
damage.
Because it would have been double damage off of the weakness, my crit, and then the confirm.
Yeah,
crit.
You would have destroyed him.
Yeah.
All right.
Mike, go. It's your turn.
So three is left?
Right.
Two is left.
Two is left, my bad.
Two is left, and that was the first hit on two.
Really?
Yeah.
No one's gone after two.
Man, you can only imagine how much HP.
So wait, Optimus said to destroy the Energon, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You have to do that after.
No.
Which is right in time.
No. Both f***ed up. I was hoping you just throw it immediately.
Next.
Nah. I just like all that metal in the f***ing way.
Next.
Okay. You miss?
No. I'm not attacking because if I go all the way up there, then I get an attack of opportunity
okay.
on me and I can't suffer this.
Alright, Corn, go.
Oh, what the f*** is that?
However,
oh,
I will...
No, entering a square does not provoke an attack of opportunity.
From where I was.
No, because he doesn't have reach.
He doesn't have a spear.
Doesn't that reach?
No.
You would have
been fine.
Not that dead.
Yeah.
Not that dead.
It's only if you're leaving a square. Does it provoke? Without taking a five or moving through square.
I'm just exploring.
Oh.
I used a yawn attack.
They actually have 20 weaponless than we used.
What?
20.
20? That hits AC?
Yes, AC.
Okay. I'm asking, because he's been doing touch attacks.
Only me and Corny touch attacks.
Okay, but that's why I'm still double checking.
It's nine.
9 points of damage.
And
I don't think you can chew up in fighting after you moved.
You should play
is
no more
is, are you burning keys for it? Because after you move, you can't two weapon fight.
So just 9 points of damage? Okay.
Okay. I'm going to move over here. I'm going to throw a grenade at the Energon.
Alright. Roll.
Roll what?
Kill, Corn. Kill.
I'm throwing it at a wall.
What, roll.
For what?
To blow up the Energon.
7 plus...
It's the PlayStation Migrator.
7... Oh, okay. It's a range throw. 7 plus... Where the f*** is it? 17?
There's a game on the Wii that's
called
More Heroes that you
use
a
lightsaber.
17
total.
Okay.
Wait, let me finish.
The motion controls for any PlayStation game for some reason.
What's
that?
How do you not hit a wall? Like, it's literally impossible.
Things start shaking.
Okay, guys, time to run.
Yeah, we should dip.
Mm-hmm. As we're running, I'm grabbing that Masterwork Spear.
Thank you.
I stay and look at it.
Oh, this isn't for you. This is for my trophy room.
Grab a gear for your trophy room. I kind of want that.
Alright. So you guys are running away from the final gear soldier?
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck that guy.
Alright. So you guys go get... do you yell out to your allies who are still fighting?
We should yell run. I'm yelling run!
Right.
I'm gonna
I
grab a robot arm, too.
I look at it, I hold my sword up, and then I just, like, put it back.
Like, as I'm running towards the spear, I'm picking up machine parts.
Okay.
I casually walk.
Are you guys
up.
Just running away from the last two that you need to
go? Well, yeah, there's one more, and so
the ground is starting to rumble.
Instead of running, I just casually walk.
Okay, so you go as you guys are running towards the exit. Who should appear?
Megatron,
Mr. Baboon, Naraku.
Oh, Naraku,
going somewhere, my friends.
I shoot him.
No.
You
I
shoot him. He said he shoots him, so he shoots him. Out of nowhere, a beam of red light appears and knocks the bullet away.
It was me, Dio.
All of a sudden, from out of the shadows appears a cloaked figure with a feminine voice, and she's holding what looks to be a sword made of light.
I'm trying to remember who this is. If it's still from Inuyasha.
No,
no,
that's not Inuyasha.
No, that's not Inuyasha, man.
Well, you have been saying you've been looking for a set.
Oh my god!
Actually,
we found it. Found female.
Are all of you this stupid?
Yeah.
That's in, that's in character, by the way.
But well, you guys gave me the out of character. You guys did give me the character, so thank you.
I'm gone.
Damn, hold up. No,
he
hold
is vanishing
up.
So well, they're still here. So
I.
What's with your characters?
Wait,
Star Wars?
She says enough of the guys. I'm trying to end this.
Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm.
So, enough of these games. Time to end this. And she charges at you.
Block.
And it seems like a flash.
Block.
But then you hear this great energy kind of push you back 5 steps. And when you open your eyes, who should be in front of you stopping her attack? But another figure in a white cloak. In fact, you recognize it as the same figure who took out the 30 orcs.
Ash Ketchum.
I can imagine that.
About 30 at this house.
Oh
my
god. Kill him.
He says, run now! And with that, as he's holding off, he throws what looks like bolts. He throws one at where Dinobot and Scorbunok is, and Cheetor and Pterodactyl is. Hits Pterodactyl and Scorbunok. Knocks them away. Throws another one, like, hits Megatron. This thing lifts Megatron up and throws him off the mountain.
Huh. Stop running. Stop running!
Ask for
she tries to move, try to get you, but she finds that she can't move. And as he does, he then grabs her hand, flips her over, slams her on the ground, and then throws another bolt towards Naraku. It goes past you, hits Naraku, and Naraku disintegrates again. It's another puppet doll. But as he screams in, this is not a game that I can win. We'll play another day, King.
I'm gonna grab one of those puppet dolls.
Well, before you can get it.
But the pen won't be able to write anything because I'll just miss the paper.
Alright, it disintegrates. So,
yeah,
so you got.
The paper.
Yeah, 12 minutes. Sorry. Trust me, I'm getting this. I'm getting it over.
Go on.
Okay. So,
I'm sorry, I'm just really tired.
He then, she charges him again, he throws her off the mountain, and then he slams his fist, and what seems to be a dome appears behind you guys, as the Energon explodes, and it contains the blast. And as you guys are off the mountain with your Beast Wars allies, you see smoke, but you don't see any more figure. But you see that the Energon is gone. At that point, Tom reaches you in contact. Like, guys, great job. I can now bring you home.
Okay.
Do you guys say anything to your allies?
Thanks for the help. We didn't die.
Okay. Your honor is questionable.
Tim?
Who the fuck are you?
The guy who gave your f***ing grenades, you
I am a sucker.
That doesn't answer who the f*** you are. Wait,
do you say anything?
I said quiet.
You said quiet? Okay. So, beam of light.
I'm thinking.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a server of the rice.
You want to say anything before you leave to the Beast War?
No, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Bitch.
I'm deep in thought.
You mentioned a camel.
I'm going to tell him to keep in touch. We might need your help later. Because this guy might get us killed.
But the magic just shoots.
Oh, wait. Who are you telling him to keep in touch?
Optimus.
Are you doing ESP later?
I'll do that later.
Yeah.
I'm almost done with the story. Let me finish, guys. Okay.
No, go ahead.
I'm trying to finish. You guys want me to finish? All right. So it says we'll do. You guys seem like there's something bigger than just our little war with the Predacons going on. So tell Tom that if he needs our help, we'll be glad to help him in any kind of type we can. The beam of light comes down. And within like a couple seconds, you find yourself back on the Absolution. Wow, guys! Sorry it took so long. I see that you met your helper. Alright?
What's up?
Something.
Hey. You also see Marcus there, and you see Nick's character is there. It's like, your friend from the planet.
What's with the monkey?
Yeah, well, he seems like a good enough guy.
So
what's we can use him.
So why send us this thing full of honor?
What? Because he's a great warrior, and
warrior, my ass.
Yeah, like ninjas have any honor.
Do better job than you.
Yo,
just your power attack.
So
I didn't even
so guys, I need you to tell me everything that happened. Wait. And he goes to his head like this. Let me sit down first. And when that happens, Mike, your character goes face first into the ground.
What's wrong with this guy?
Wait, who sat down?
Tom said, I need to sit down. And your character went face first into the ground.
He's alright. He's sleeping. He's sleeping.
Okay, I don't understand
like,
how that happens.
As you're getting back up, it's like, why'd you face palm to the... Oh, I see you have some new jewelry.
Oh my god.
What?
You don't get it.
No, I don't.
You have new jewelry.
Have you ever watched Inuyasha?
You know the car? No,
wait.
You're fucked.
Wait.
I look at Tom. What did you say? What did
he
you
said
do?
Sick.
I don't think anybody has an idea what we did.
I will attempt to escape from it.
It's a necklace.
Yeah. I will disable the device.
You can't. That's the thing.
I am going to disable the device.
It's heavy. Like, really, like, big.
Not just like, legit.
It's still a device. It's
like
disable.
No.
What type of
metal? With how the necklace works in the anime, you cannot pull it off unless you're the one that put it on.
Yeah.
Subjugation.
I mean, you could try it. Just
okay.
Work.
Even in... Okay, maybe in the anime world or whatever, but still...
Mike, we will...
Disable magic. It's a magical device. You still disable it.
But it's like a spiritual... Mike, we will just... Because actually, it's going to be a benefit for you. You'll see. So... And with that, we end the session. Until next time, my Toonami Generation...
Oh,
remain teabagging.
Keep rolling them D20s. And that is it for this episode of Tom's Toonami D&D. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope some of that was fun. Because to be quite honest, some of the stuff I came up on that day. Literally. It's why I didn't have like the stats I wanted on like Naraku and that stuff. But it created... I knew what I wanted to do. I'm not good with stat creating, basically. So... but it turned out to be a lot of fun. I got a lot of good feedback from the guys. And you're going to see several things we premiere to the next episode. As there could be some big rewards for the guys. And you're going to learn more about Sho's character. You're going to learn more about the necklace around Talon's neck. And you're going to learn... Well, we're going to have some fun. I have a lot of great things planned, especially the next planet they're going to. So, until next time, my Toonami fans and my D&D fans, keep rolling them D20s.